We're at the Ferry Building in San Francisco, live for West Coast Live. Today, our guests include the trio Garofa, author of Kepler's Dream, Juliet Bell, physician and author of God's Hotel, set at Laguna Honda in San Francisco, Victoria Suites, Gardner Raul Hernandez, and author of Beautiful Thing, Sonia Faliero, all live for the next 2 hours here coast to coast on West Coast Live, underwritten in part by our independent bookstore partners. You know, Mike, how's your garden?
My garden has just started this week. I almost broke my back 2 days ago planting the tomatoes. So it's just started.
Well, you know, we have some gardeners here today with us on West Coast Live.
I have questions.
You have questions? Will you please welcome from the Schoolyard to Market Garden project here of Coisa, which runs the farmer's market here. Will you please welcome Raul Hernandez from Urban Sprouts. Welcome him to West Coast Live. How do you do? Oh, how do you do? Oh, nice to see you. Your hands are filled with produce. Onions, it looks like, and artichokes. And you are accompanied by Valerie Guevara. Who's a junior at June Jordan School for Equity, who's participating in the Schoolyard to Market program offered by Urban Sprouts. So in other words, you grow things at school and sell them here at the farmer's market.
Yeah, we do. It's been a program that's been going on, well, since I got there. And this is my first year doing it because I was never really into gardening or anything like that. So I decided to try it out. And it's actually, it's really fun. You put a lot of hard work into it. And when you see the end results, you realize that your hard work totally paid off. And it's something, and you get something really beautiful out of it.
You have a lovely bouquet here that has, looks like lavender here. What else is in it?
Lamb's ear, and I think there's some, I'm not totally familiar with the names, but.
But it's really pretty.
Thank you. Yeah.
And then what is that Raul has here in his hand?
Chard and artichoke and chives, but they're not bloom yet, but.
This chard looks young. It's like baby chard. I've never seen baby chard.
Yeah, we grew those in our greenhouse at school, and now we're selling them in a stand for $2.
And Raul, how do you find kids who are willing to work in the garden for you?
Well, in the beginning, actually, it's really funny because some of them are like, oh, I don't want to be out in the garden, especially in a sunny day, which I find surprising because I love being out there in a sunny day. But once you get them out there and they're out in the garden, it's a really amazing program because you get to see them working with the soil and how excited they become with it. So I'm really appreciative that Schoolyard to Market, Urban Sprouts got to work together to bring our students out to share what they've been doing in their schools.
Valerie Guevara, what's the size of the plot that you're working with?
Well, my plot specifically was about 3 feet by, I guess, 2.5. And in that plot, we grew, I think it was peas, also cilantro, and also I think it was a type of lettuce that we were starting to grow. And
so what happens during the summer when you're elsewhere? Or do you get to work in the plot during the summertime?
Well, this year, I'm not totally sure, but I'm thinking that there will be something in the summer, and I'm definitely going to go back and visit the plot and visit the garden and stuff like that and work into it because I developed a relationship with the garden. Yeah. I really, really, I love it now. It's something that I feel like I need to go back and do even when I'm not in school.
Well, Raul, it sounds like you're a success. You have a successful program.
I mean, it's definitely been a success. I think that, so basically the Schoolyard to Market has shown to be a really great success with the different schools that have been out here. So I believe that Lifelong Learning Academy was here last week and they were selling produce. So that you see that students are actually coming out, and it's really hard to actually have students get out of their comfort zones and start selling produce. So I think that the Schoolyard to Market program not only offers students like an amazing opportunity to be out in the garden, but in this time, in this economy, show students how to be entrepreneurs and overall learn job skills that they can use now, that they can go out and learn about marketing. They know how to market themselves. They know how to customer service skills, how to talk with customers, and overall a lot of critical thinking. So I think organizations like this, especially Urban Sprouts, Green Schoolyard Alliance, and Coisa, have all teamed up together to deliver this amazing program.
So do you work with that project, the Edible Schoolyard Foundation people too?
We currently don't necessarily work with the Edible Schoolyard, but we're always down to collaborate. And it'd be really amazing to have Alice Waters.
Or both of them, actually.
Yeah, actually, yes. It'd be amazing.
So I think Alice Walker's a gardener, too.
Actually, yes. And I think it'd be amazing to have them both come and speak to our students. So I guess this is an invitation.
Yeah. And where is the June Jordan School for Equity? And is there a lot of poetry in the school? Because it's named for a poet.
Definitely. June Jordan is up in the Excelsior, right at the end of Brazil. It used to be Luther Burbank Middle School, and now it's divided between two high schools, June Jordan and City Arts and Technology. But we don't really get to see them because we have really different schedules. But in June Jordan, there is a lot of poetry, a lot of social justice issues, a lot of like advocating for what's right, for equity, for equality. And personally, I'm a huge little poem person, and I love writing poetry. And especially when in my creative writing class, we get to write poetry and stuff like that. And it's like, I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, just like writing all over, you know.
So do you have a poem about the garden, the plants, growing, life cycles, the seasons, the moon, rain, manure?
I never really made one about the garden, but I'm definitely going to make sure I make one.
Do you spread manure on the garden?
No.
They will.
Oh.
It's a lot of fun, actually. I think, when I was a student at Urban Sprouts, I think that was one of the things that my garden educator made me do. So I think it's really one thing when you're like, oh, my God, I'm spreading manure. And then she told me, Raul, you walk in San Francisco all the time. Manure is beautiful. And I'm like, actually, it's not that bad.
It's right. Well, I mean, you could work someplace where there was night soil regularly used in the garden, right? Like other parts of the world.
Yeah, I mean, what I really like about our program is that we really make sure that our students are not only learning these entrepreneur things, but they're learning about small business, specifically small farms, and learning about sustainability. So they learn, for example, they went to Knoll Valley Farm and learned how Knoll Valley uses different kind of techniques to build up their soil. And down in June Jordan, they've been doing that. They've been building their soil, adding compost, and making sure that that program there is sustainable. That not only are they doing things that they get to make amazing food, they're helping out the earth, and overall, right now, they're helping out their school by coming out and selling their produce, right, their beautiful flowers, and bringing it back to the school.
So, do you have the equivalent of a state fair where blue ribbons and red ribbons get put on things, and you make vegetable pies out of the artichokes you grow? And I mean, is there a competition at the end of the year, or at harvest time in September or October?
Well, it's not really a big competition with the school, but in our own gardening class, when we harvest everything that we get, some people, they love to cook, so they create a cook-off. They're like, I can make this better than you can, so I will challenge you. Challenge accepted. They get all the herbs from the garden, all the vegetables, everything, and they go and they whip up their fabulous, healthy, fabulous meals that not just Urban Sprouts taught us, but other recipes that people bring in that use the vegetables and the herbs and everything that we grow in our garden. So as a class, we decide which one wins. But half the time, everyone ends up eating it all, so we forget about the competition.
Oh, that's a lovely story. It's a lovely story. You're a senior or a junior?
A junior.
A junior. So you have another year in the garden.
Yep.
And then who knows what, right?
Definitely, once I graduate, I know I'm going to be able to use those gardening skills, probably even in my own house, because I do have a backyard. And when I was little, I always wanted to grow little flowers, so I would get, like, flower seeds and put them out there, but I totally forgot to water them, so I never watered them, so they never grew. But now that I know how much hard work it is and what Urban Sprouts has taught me, it's not just about growing, it's not just about the hard work, it's about respecting where the things that you put in your body, where they come from. Yeah. And it's not just like processed food or anything like that. It's about, you know where you got it from, you know who's growing it, and you know what hard work, not just the people who are doing it, but people before us has done.
Has it changed your eating habits? Do you still go to fast food restaurants, for instance?
Well, it has changed a lot. I do try to cook more at home, and I do try to go to a farmer's market on Thursdays by my house, And then also I used to go to one on Sundays on Bayshore. And I really do try to go to see where I know where I can like, you know, build a bond with the people who are growing my food. And it does change your eating habits. It makes you realize that you need to live healthier, not just physically, but mentally also. And also, like, being able to know where your food comes from and stuff like that. You can help your community. You can help your
family. Yeah, but do you still go to fast food places?
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. Valerie Guevara here with Raul Hernandez. Thank you both very much for being on West Coast Live. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Great to have you in. Lovely produce. Beautiful. You know, Mr. Greensill is a great admirer of those.
Yeah. You should tell him to come down. Yeah. Well, you should definitely tell him to come down and buy some of our plants. And I know you're starting a garden now. We're having amazing starts there. Okay. So we have we actually have tomatoes.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Mike, you guys conference on that. There you go. Thank you very much. You're listening to West Coast Live today, coming to you from the Ferry Building in San Francisco, the site of the Farmers Market. It takes place a couple of times a week, including Saturdays here, and is sponsored by COISA, the Center for Urban Education and Sustainable Agriculture.
That was quite wonderful.
Yeah.
Just when you think the world's going to hell, you realize there's enormous hope in our kids.
Yes, so, yes, indeed.
Wonderful.